Inspiring Stories from India. In this chapter, let us see all the inspiring stories of all the people who have done wonderful work in the social field in our country. In this chapter, we will learn about some of the leading social entrepreneurs of India, whose works are a source of inspiration and will continue being a source of inspiration for generations to come. No social enterprise story of India can begin without the story of Anand Milk Union Limited, popularly known as Amul. Founded by Dr. Kurian Verghese, Amul is one of the greatest and the largest cooperatives not only in India but perhaps in the world. Dr. Verghese Kurian changed the destiny of Indian dairy industry and became the propagator of India's white revolution. Dr. Kurian's story is the best example of what exemplary entrepreneurship can be. His dedication, passion, and belief in the cooperative movement led to the Amul revolution that broke all records of catalyzing brilliant social changes. Let us begin with the establishment of Amul. In 1949, Kurian, along with his mentor Tribhuvan Das Patel, started working on cooperatives in the Kheda district of Gujarat. This partnership led to the establishment of Amul. Through the Amul brand, Kurian empowered farmers, millions of farmers, who until then were treated as mere suppliers. These milk farmers had to depend upon corporates and take their products to the market. Kurian stopped this. His model of cooperatives cut out the middlemen and established a direct link between the milk producers and the consumers. Thus, Kurian's cooperative movement gave milk producers the control of procurement, processing, and marketing of their own products. He also started the National Milk Distribution Program in the 70s, which turned India from being a milk-deficient country to one of the world's largest milk producers. This program was called Operation Flood and brought in higher employment and larger incomes for the people. This initiative also established democracy at the grassroots, influencing the lives and livelihood of many. This success led to Amul model to be implemented all over the country. One of the consequences of Operation Flood was the problem of surplus milk for the milk farmers, especially during the flush season. To overcome this, Kurian and his friend Dalia converted the surplus milk to milk powder and later marketed it. But here is another interesting story. In those days, all over the world, the liquid milk which was used to convert it to milk powder was only cow's milk. But in India, the bulk of milk was procured from buffaloes. And Kurian and Dalia were the first people in the world to achieve success in converting buffalo milk to milk powder, something the Western world had refused to believe could be done. This milk powder was marketed, and thus this innovation hugely helped the milk farmers who were facing the problem of surplus milk. This was also the reason Amul could compete successfully against Nestle, which till then used only cow milk to make milk powder. In view of Amul's success, the then Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri, formed the National Dairy Development Board to spread the Amul model to other states of India. And obviously, Dr. Kurian was made the chairman of the board. Since then, NDDB has successfully replicated the Amul model in many states of India. Kurian's dedication, determination, and innovative ideas in improving the dairy industry earned him recognition as the milkman of India. Interestingly, Kurian himself was a non-drinker of milk, but he put the Indian dairy industry on the world map. He placed technology and management in the hands of poor farmers and empowered millions of them across the country to a better future. Overall, he changed the lives of 15 million farmers and was honored by the Government of India with Padma Shri, Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan Awards. Students, I would urge you all to read his book, I Too Had a Dream. It is unputdownable, and I assure you will be of great interest to you to know the not only the history of Amul, but the man behind it. The other famous people and social enterprise is Sri Mahila Griha Udyog, that is, the makers of the popular papads, Lijjat Papads. Sri Mahila Griha Udyog Lijjat Papad is a women's organization manufacturing various products like papads, khakras, appalams, detergent powders, liquid detergents, etc. Many of us enjoy to hear rags to riches stories. We all like to know how these people made their journey possible. Lijjat Papad's story is one such story. It is sure to leave you inspired throughout your life. Today, Lijjat is more than just a papad in Indian homes. The organization was started in 1959, and at that time their only motto was empowering women by providing employment opportunities. The organization started with a paltry sum of rupees 80 and today has achieved sales of over rupees 300 crores, with exports itself exceeding rupees 12 crores. Membership has also expanded from an initial number of 7 sisters from one building to over 40,000 sisters across the country. The success of the organization stems from the efforts of its member sisters who have withstood several hardships with the unshakable belief in the strength of a woman. Fab India. John Bissell is the proud founder of Fab India, a chain of retail stores selling garments, furnishings, fabrics and ethnic products which are handmade by the craftspeople across rural India. It has a valuation today of over rupees 1500 crores and works with 90,000 plus artisans and craftspeople. It has roughly 200 stores across India and abroad. Today, Fab India is widely known and has successfully managed to boost rural employment across villages in India. Due to its unique business model, the craft-conscious enterprise concept of Fab India has also become a Harvard Business School case study. But how did all this begin? During his stay in India, John noticed that the village-based industries were one of these sectors which had an abundance of skills but were yet untapped. He strongly believed that the Indian textile industry had immense potential to grow big. He wanted to help Indian handloom textiles in such a way that it provided employment to traditional artisans. He decided to do something about it and at the same time capitalize on the golden opportunity. This led him to establish Fab India in 1960. His aim while forming the company was to provide fair and impartial employment to these craftsmen and traditional artisans, along with combining the best aspects of the East-West collaboration. Till date, the company's team of designers provide most of the designs and colors that are executed by these village-based artisans. Selco Solar. Selco is a rural energy service company established in 1995 with its headquarters in Bangalore, Karnataka. Selco views energy access as an underlying precondition to catalyze progress related to health, education, livelihoods, financial inclusion and other such projects, leading to overall improvement in the quality of life. It understands the root of the problem within context and then assesses how energy can resolve it. The company's mission, however, is to disprove the three myths. The first myth: poor people cannot afford sustainable technologies. In fact, the company has installed 450,000 so-called expensive solar solutions for the poor, which are being paid for by the poor using various financing methods designed by Selco. The second myth is that poor people cannot maintain these sustainable technologies. Selco has combined doorstep services models and hires the local youth to maintain the solar systems in rural area by giving appropriate training to them. The third myth is that social ventures cannot be run as commercial entities. Selco has successfully grown many folds over the years while promoting energy services to the rural poor. It has maintained modest profits and has an annual average growth rate of 20%. It has reinvested its profits back into the company for future growth. Next, let's learn about Bempo Health. At Bempo Health, their vision is for all children to have the chance to live full and healthy lives. To achieve this, Bempo Health offers innovative life-saving health products for children in low-resource areas. Over 4% of the world's children die before their 5th birthday, and many of these surviving experience long-term health injuries. Bempo aims at reducing the infant mortality rate with its unique invention, the Bempo bracelet. This colorful bracelet, which is tied to the newborn's wrist to monitor the baby's body temperature, because after a lot of research, it was identified that one of the reasons for neonatal deaths is pneumonia. So this simple bracelet keeps track of any fall in the baby's body temperature and starts beeping to draw the mother's attention so that prompt medical intervention can be given. Teach for India Foundation. Teach for India Foundation had some alarming statistics to deal with. They realized only 20% of children in grade 3 are able to read the text of a grade 2. And by grade 5, only 53% of the children were able to read the textbooks of a grade 2, which meant that the quality of education was really not good. That set Shine Mistry of Teach of India Foundation to bridge the gap of education inequity in India. They now run the prestigious Teach for India Fellowship program as well, which recruits several youth students and professionals to work in low-income schools at minimal stipends and in various cities. Initiated in 2009 with the first unit of TFI fellows, it now has a strong base of 1,250 fellows and alumni who are making a difference every day in the lives of these poor children. They strongly believe that one day all children will attain an excellent education in our country. Pani Foundation. Pani Foundation is battling the water shortage problem in Maharashtra by systemizing watershed management. Watershed management to tackle drought has been around in our country for many years. However, what makes Amir Khan's initiative praiseworthy is that he is leveraging his public persona intelligently. He realizes that the impact a celebrity has can be quite transitory, and therefore, Pani Foundation insists that the villagers do the work themselves. They need to take ownership of the solution if the changes are to be long-lasting. Amir, together with his friend Satyajit, is using innovative ways to create awareness, and their role is to educate villagers about what needs to be done. Mind you, they are not doing the work themselves. They are getting the villagers to do it. And Pani Foundation is only acting as a catalyst for social change. Bharat Vikas Group. H.R. Gaikwad is the founder of the two-decade-old Bharat Vikas Group. It is a Pune-based company that takes care of maintenance at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, the Prime Minister's office, residence, the Parliament House, the Supreme Court of India, and the Reserve Bank of India. Apart from facility management, his diverse businesses include handling of municipal solid waste and running emergency medical services in Maharashtra. The emergency medical service now has a network of more than 1,000 ambulances in the state, and more than 100 babies have been delivered in ambulances run by BVG on a private-public partnership basis. Gaikwad would now like to turn his attention to farmers and has a bigger plan to double the income of farmers from products such as fertilizers, crop nutrients and crop protectors with the use of BVG Life Sciences products. Let us see the last example of Jaipur Rux Foundation. Tucked inside the most remote corners exists the community of artisans who produce some of India's finest carpets through the age-old craft of hand weaving. Jaipur Rux Foundation began as a simple dream to make the lives behind handmade rugs to have every opportunity to live and work with dignity. For the first time ever, weavers get to be the designers of their rugs. Each rug is a masterpiece of design inspiration. It is imbued with the individuality of its weaver, which is evident in its unique artistry. This initiative has led to a new wave of innovation. Jaipur Rugs social innovation to unleash the design creativity among the artisan community leads the representation of artisans to the national and international platforms. With this, students, we come to an end of the chapter on the inspiring stories from India. I do hope these inspiring stories have inspired you enough to come up with great social enterprises of your own. Thank you.